Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Deadly East Coast storms, flooded roadways, power outages, and flight delays. Verdict for a Marvel actor.
Convicted of harassment and assault.
Pope approves blessings for same-sex couples.
Provided there's no confusion with the sacrament of heterosexual marriage.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Deadly storms pound the East Coast, flooding roads and knocking out power from Jacksonville, Florida.
Just in the mountains of West Virginia, I've seen things like this, but not in Florida.
In Gorham, Maine.
I don't have water coming in yet, but the roof took a hit, and it's not much of a fun day out here.
More from CBS's Elaine Quijano.
Georgetown, South Carolina was swamped.
We were well prepared for 4 to 6 inches of rain, and we had 12.27 inches of rain.
A reported tornado touched down briefly near Myrtle Beach, and winds up to 100 miles per hour flipped cars, destroyed businesses, and split open homes.
At least two deaths have been reported in Maine and Massachusetts. Marvel cuts ties with actor Jonathan Majors after a New York jury convicts him of assaulting his ex-girlfriend.
I'm Peter King. The jury convicted Majors of assault and harassment, but acquitted him on a different assault charge, as well as one of aggravated harassment for hitting his ex-girlfriend, severely twisting her arm, and breaking her finger. Majors claimed that Grace Jabari attacked him and that he acted in self-defense.
There are facts on both sides.
CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
This wasn't a slam dunk for either side, and his attorneys certainly had something to argue here.
Majors is due to be sentenced February 6th.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in Bahrain announces a new international mission to counter attacks on commercial vessels in the Red Sea. Countries including the UK, Bahrain, Canada, Italy, and Norway will protect transiting ships, with some conducting joint patrols while others provide support. Delaying its holiday break, the Senate is back in session trying to reach a foreign aid and border deal. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
There's going to be debate over detention and deportation policies. There's certainly going to be acrimony and debate over what powers to grant amnesty or parole is given to the president. It's not just an issue of immigration. There's an issue of separation of powers and of executive branch powers.
President Biden is looking for a deal with Republicans to unlock his request for more Ukraine aid. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signs into law sweeping new powers that allow police to arrest migrants who cross the border illegally.
The goal of Senate Bill 4 is to stop the tidal wave of illegal entry into Texas.
Court challenges are expected. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up a fraction, NASDAQ jumped 91. Now this.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car. It's the two-door coupe that was there for your first drive. The hatchback that took you cross-country and back. And the minivan that tackles the weekly carpool. For the cars you couldn't live without, trust Amica Auto Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Mr. Biden will make his initial court appearance on tax charges on January 11th in Los Angeles. The president's son will be arraigned on 3 felony and 6 misdemeanor tax offenses. Reaction in front of New York St. Patrick Cathedral to word that Pope Francis is allowing priests to bless same-sex couples.
Love is love, isn't it? We've been together 41 years.
Long overdue.
The Bible just says that you shouldn't do that.
CBS's Anna Matranga in Rome.
The Vatican released a document containing guidelines for priests to bless same-sex unions. Pope Francis had said in October that gay unions could be blessed, provided there's no confusion with the sacrament of heterosexual marriage. The new ruling elaborates on the Pope's words, saying that none of the clothing, gestures, or words that resemble a marriage rite may be used.
At least 95 people are killed in a magnitude 6.2 earthquake in northwest China, and a volcano in Iceland erupts on the Reykjanes Peninsula. Grindavik had earlier been evacuated. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. A once popular YouTube channel host will head to prison, CBS's Jim Krasula reports.
A Utah mother of six who gave parenting advice via a once popular YouTube channel called Eight Passengers has pleaded guilty to four counts of aggravated child abuse for abusing and starving two of her children.
Your signature represents to the court that you've read it carefully, that you understand what you've read, and that you agree to all of the terms. Is that all accurate?
Yes.
Ruby Frankie's YouTube channel started in 2015 and lasted 7 years. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
The CDC is seeing an uptick in severe obesity among toddlers on subsidized government food programs. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recently released updated draft guidance outlining a more aggressive approach to treating children with obesity, such as intensive behavioral therapy, which may include working with dietitians, mental health care providers, and trainers or coaches.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Dozens of pro-Palestinian protesters who managed to shut down the busiest bridge in Northern California last month are now appearing in court. KCBS's Matt Bigler says they vow to continue their activism until there is a ceasefire in Gaza.
The 80 activists who blocked all traffic into San Francisco on the Bay Bridge are facing five counts each, including false imprisonment of commuters who were stuck in traffic for hours.
And we're going to stop business as usual, no matter what it takes.
The protesters' attorney, Rachel Letterman, says charges should be dropped because this was an act of nonviolent civil disobedience.
No one was harmed. Some motorists were delayed, but it's pretty inconvenient for the people of Palestine to be suffering.
San Francisco's DA says the exercise of free speech cannot compromise public safety. Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Francisco.
On Monday Night Football, the Philadelphia Eagles are in Seattle to play the Seahawks. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Monday, December 18th, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews, and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.